On Wednesday, he ate through three.
Caden is an energetic 5-year-old, though he'll tell you he's actually 5.5. He lives in Russellville with his grandmother, he calls Mimi, her husband, who he calls Pop, and his sister Kaylee, who occasionally butts in while he reads.
Still hungry. Stop reading with me.
Caden and Kaylee are just two of more than 90,000 kids living with a non-parental relative or close family friend known as fictive kin in the last 3 years. The Kids Count Data Center estimates nearly 1 in 10 Kentucky children has been under kinship or fictive care since 2016. Caden went to live with his grandmother, Kim Guffey, 4 years ago after an emergency protective order violation.
We were in our 40s. We thought we were done raising children, and we had other expenses by that time.
The state agreed to pay for child care assistance after days of back and forth. After a few relatively easy reapprovals, Guffey says the government cut off help for a year. That left her with around $700 a month in extra costs.
There were absolutely no extras, and we wondered every month how we were going to make it, having child care that was more than our mortgage.
If the Guffeys had been foster parents, the state would have provided them with about $750 per month, depending on the age and health of the children. But for those in a kinship care situation, licensing could mean losing the child to a non-relative home. The state told Guffey it would decide where her grandkids went if she tried to raise them as a foster parent. A familial caregiver won an appeal in a suit against the state in 2017 to receive treatment like a traditional foster parent. While helpful, that case only benefits the close to 1,600 kids still under state watch. This means grandparents like Guffey have limited options. That's where grassroots organizations come in. Known in some circles as the head of the Grandma Underground, Hardin County native Norma Hatfield has gathered thousands of stories and educated lawmakers about them.
Eventually, I said, this is enough. These things have to change. And I also became aware of the need for kinship care.
The kinship care program used federal help to give guardians $300 a month. The Commonwealth quit approving new cases in 2013, citing an $86 million budget shortfall. Lawmakers did set aside nearly $5 million in the 2018-2020 budget to restore payments to the kinship care program. However, the state used up those funds to partially pay off the lawsuit it lost to familial caregivers. Many of the grandmothers in Hatfield's group are angry at the lack of state help. She describes the placement process as fast-paced and without much guidance. There's not a lot of hand-holding from the caregiver's perspective. The Commonwealth recommends a number of options in place of the kinship care program. There is a resource hotline for relatives with custody. The state also suggests parents use state and federal child health care and meal assistance programs. The advice, however, doesn't always address core issues affecting kids. Terry Brooks is executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates. He says poverty, incarceration rates, and the opioid crisis have all added to the kinship care spike.
We know as Kentuckians that we unfortunately are sort of hitting the top of the national rate in all of those.
For relative caregivers like Guffey, that's an interesting challenge to overcome.
People make assumptions about relative caregivers that we raised bad kids, and that's why we're stuck with our grandkids.
She says she feels like that leads to a stigma which prevents real progress. Caregivers are once again suing the Commonwealth, this time to expand the pool eligible for payments won in the 2017 decision. Meanwhile, state lawmakers have pre-filed a bill for the upcoming session to restore kinship payments. The plan would combine $17.5 million in state funds with the same amount in federal money to provide $300 monthly dollars to low-income family and fictive kin for fiscal year 2019-2020 if approved. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Colin Jackson.